Okay, just the halacha regarding the two adars. Most things that if it happens, when it happened in a regular adar. And then there's two adars, like a bar mitzvah, whatever you do in the second adar, a yahrzeit or whatever. The grohol, so you do it in both adars. You have a yahrzeit in a regular adar, and then the yahrzeit comes out in a leap year, you do it twice. Okay, we're up to Gimel Amud Aleph at the top. Mishakin is hadrochin v'es harachovos v'es mikvos hamayim v'osin kol tzorich yarabim. So on Tezvav Adar, you do all these things that are necessary for public works. Elu hein tzorich yarabim. So this is a Mishnah in Moed Katan, that on Cholamoed, you're also allowed to do tzorich yarabim. Cholamoed Pesach also. What are they? Donim dini momenos. You judge anybody who needs what's it called a monetary case to be judged. So they announce that people should come and have a judge. And even though it's not Tzorchei Rabim, it's Tzorchei Yochid, but since it's something that everybody needs, or a lot of people could need, and it's something constant, it's called Tzorchei Rabim. Thinking also because it's Tzorchei the Beis Din. The Beis Din has a chiyuv to make sure that they take care of these things. So they're the Rabim. They're Tzorchei Rabim. The Dine Nefasho, same thing, anybody who has to be executed, they take care of Dine Nefashos, Dine Makis, somebody has to get Makis, who pulled in Erchim, the Charomim, the Hekdeshos, and if people have Cherem, or a Hekdish, or what's it called, an Erech, that has to be taken care of and redeemed, so they do that. Umashkin is a sota. Any women that have to go through the process of sota are put through the process. The shorfin is a para. If they have to make a para aduma, they do it on cholamoid. The orfin egla arufa. If somebody murdered somebody and don't know who murdered, so they take care of egla arufa on cholamoid. The rotsin evid ivri. If an evid ivri that doesn't want to leave and after 6 years, so you put a hole in his ear and he remains till yovel. That's also done on cholamoid. Umataren is a metzora that needs to have become tahar on cholamoid. Also, you don't make a person a mitzora on cholamoid, but you can get him out of being a mitzora on cholamoid. Umefarkin is hamenal me'al gabe ha'imum. This is the girsa that the Takli Chadetin has, that you can take a shoe off the mold. It's not called a mold. It's called a whatever the thing that you make the shoe on. It's a mold of a shoe. And you put the shoe on, you're allowed to take it off. That's not called a malacha. The ain machzir no son, but you can't put it back onto the mold. Others have a girsa over here, umafarkin is a manal begabi hamayim, that they used to have boros that were locked. They took them off to what's it called, to let them be open on cholamoid for people to be able to, the public to drink, because there were a lot of oli regalim. Tamon taninan. So these are called tzorchei rabim. These are the things that are done also on the 15th of Adar. Tamon taninan. We have another mission that says mashkin beshashalchin, right? That you're allowed to water a field that constantly needs watering on cholamoid umetzayin al hakvaros, and you what's it called are identify where there are graves by putting lime on it. So the Maisa, those things are done on Cholamoid. You already did them on Tezvav Adar. Why do you have to do them on Cholamoid Pesach? You already did it a month earlier. So where it says, Lo kvar tzinu me'adar, betifter, shiyorad shetef, shogeshon v'shotfu. Talking where it rained after the 15th of Adar, and it washed away the lime. So now on Cholamoid, you have to do it again. You're allowed to do it on Cholamoid. See the Takhmin Chadetin. Tamon tinyon, v'hibereish moed cotton. It's in the beginning of moed cotton. Mahader hachal efrushim asnishin dehasam mishum beis dvarim dekashilu mehachal hasam. And explain the mission over there. What tzorchei rabim are? Because two things are difficult that they already were done on tesvav adar. Why do you have to do them again? I'm a cholamoid. Umefarkin hamenal bedinei cholamoid chashiv lo betosefta to the farik hamenal b'abi hatfus. You can take a shoe that was made and it's on the mold. You can take it off on cholamoid. Shani tzorch umin. Sorry, since it doesn't need an umen to take it off, you're allowed to take it off. Mashenkin lahavzir tzorich umen aser, but putting it back on is a maisa umen that you can't do on cholamoid. Ayamor says v'lo kvar tzinu ba'adar k'nisna masnisan the hachom etzainin. Right, on the 15th of Adar, you go out and you identify the kvaros by putting lime on them. V'lo mitzorich su etzain b'moid. Why do you have to do it again on cholamoid? Tifter treats, answer, it's talking where it rained after the Tesf of Adar and washed away the line. The Yotzim Afal HaKilayim, right? Lo Klar Yotzim Adar, it says on Cholamoid also, you can pull out the Kilayim. The Chor, you already pulled it out on the 15th day of Adar. Tifter answer, Shahai Sashon HaFeila, Ve'ein HaTzmochim Nikorim. It's talking in a year where the plants didn't grow till late. So they didn't come out by the 15th of Adar. They only came out by Chol HaMoed. V'atheila shana mucheres. Kolomer she'ichru hazroim l'tzmoach. Right? They delayed in growing. V'lohayu nikorim obetes v'vada. They weren't noticeable by the 15th of Adar. The Bavli says another answer in Moikotin, and that is, one is talking about Yerokos, one's talking about Zroyim. Yerokos came out earlier, and Zroyim, it took time till they, what's it called, till they became identifiable. So one they did on Tesva Vader, and the other one they did on Chol HaMoed. Versus Menayin Litsiyum. How do you know that there's a mitzvah to identify Kvarim, to mark them? Right, and some say that just all these psukim are only asmachta, and others hold mamash in the mitzvah d'oraisa to make sure that a kever is identified. Rabbi Brachia, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Bas Yaakov, b'shem Rabbi Chunya, debras chovrin. Right, Rabbi Brachia, in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Bas Yaakov. Right, his father was a goy, so he was called Bar Bas Yaakov. He was the son of the daughter of Yaakov. B'shem Rabbi Chunya. The Bras Chavrin, the name of Rabbi Shunya, who came from the city called Chavrin, Rabbi Yossi Amrila, and Rabbi Yossi said, no, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Chunya the Bras Chavrin, and Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Uziel Bereid Rabbi Chunya Beis Chavrin b'shem Rabbi Chunya the Beis Chavrin. So it's all different shaitas who said this. Where do we know that you have to mark graves? Because it says the Tomei Yikra. By a Metzorah it says, he calls out that he's Tameh. Kadesha Teah Tumah Korilach. The Tumah itself should call out to you that it's Tameh. You should identify the Tumah. Should be identifiable. Bethiah. It's as if the Tumah calls out to you. So if it's marked, it's as if it's calling out to you that it's Tameh. Menayin Litsiyun Hecherim Mizah Bikra. Where's there a hint in Psukim that you have to do this? Korilach. Parush, Kolomer, Osim Tziyunim, Alatuma, Leida Lahafish. You make signs and mark it so it's as if it calls out to you that to stay away. The Omer Sachaprosh says it calls out to you and tells you to stay away. Rabbi Ila B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman says another passage. The Avru Ha'ovrim Be'eretz, Ra Etzim Adam, Ubon Etzel Tziyun, Etzim Mikan. By the Milcham of Gog and Magog, it says, "Go and comb the countryside, and wherever they find bones, they'll make a mark to let people know that somebody's buried there." And even though it's talking about Goyim, there are also Jews that were involved in the war and were killed, and therefore it's an Inyan Bechlal to mark even the graves of the Goyim there. Mikanshim etzayinu atzamos Adam, it says etzem Adam Mikanshim etzayinu asher v'agugolos. Even atzamos are only metame if most of the bones of the body. Right, so see the Rashi, he says it takon chadetim kore ure'e etzem Adam haikrob nevuas yechezko aksiv upashti the kroalo osid. Pash is going on the future. She asked Yisrael tziyunim atzamos hapagorim legal misham lekavrim begay hamon gog. That later, when after the milchemes gog and magog, they'll take they'll mark where there were bodies in order to be able to bury them. Mikomakom remes who shalobo akos of el lahazir olamid she osid tzion sheifreshu menatuma. It still tells me that there is an inyan to mark graves that people should know where the tumah is. Even if there's no flesh, either there is most of the bones of the body, like by a little kid, so that's not a rova hakav, or there's a rova hakav of atzamos as matami ba'ohel. Ala shedra, even though it's one bone, the backbone plus the vertebrae are also matami because they have tzuras ha'adam. You can see that it's a human being, so that's etzem adam. So if you have a skull or the entire backbone plus the ribs, That's also matami ba'oil, even if it's not most of the bones and it's not a rova. Ubana mikan shemetzayin agabe evin kavua. Right, ubana means that when you make the mark for the grave, you make it with something that is set into the ground, not something movable. Im omer at agabe evin klusha, because if you do it with something movable, afi holechus matam makam acher, it's going to roll, and then you're going to think the tumah is somewhere else. And you're not going to know where the tumah is, and you're going to make more tumah in Eretz Yisrael unnecessarily. Agabe evin kavua. Al hakever, you make the mark on the grave with a evan kavua, with a stone that is set into the ground. Ubana, you build it. Shem chuber kabinyan, it should be connected to the ground like a building. Alafuki evan amisgalgo, to exclude a stone that can roll or can flourish the ozel. B'makom acher asher tisgalgo l'sham yomu shishomi atuma v'yitam utaro shlo kedin. Right? If not, the stone's going to roll. You're not going to know where the tumor was, and you're going to think it's somewhere else, and you'll end up being metame taharos by accident, and you'll be ending up metame taharos that are really tahar shalokadin. Etzlo lamakum tahara midlok shi etzlo. So it says etzlo bana what's it called tziun etzlo lamakum tahara. That you make the tzion not over the tumah, because then it's too late. If the mark is mamish over the grave, then when a person sees the mark, he's going to already be tum-tummy. So you make the mark a little bit away from the grave, like we make a tombstone. So you know when, before you get to the grave, that it's, you're coming to a place that's tummy, you'll stop coming there. So you make the mark in a place that's tahar, near where the tumah is. Tzion mikan what's it called the makom tahara tzion mikan tzion. It says you'll build tzion mikan l'tzion umotza even achas. Here you see that you have to what's it called make a mark, a marker, right? So if you found umotza even achas mitzianis afa bishein mekayim min kain, right? Hamal Allah tami the. See the right the tackling for here. Etzlo l'makom tahara midlok shivu bana olav. It doesn't say build it on it. Ela etzlo near it. Mashma shatzion agabi makom tahara. The tzion should be where it's still tar, not where the body is. She etzel hakever near the grave mitzaynin. That's where you make the marker. Ubavavli moikot mefaris shelo v'hafse v'sataris. Shimhaya tzion ala kever mamish lohaya margish atchibo pito malatzion. If the marker wasn't except on the grave itself, you wouldn't realize it until you were ready with tummy. The itamu ataros lekach osin atzion somach l'tuma. Therefore, you make the marker near where the tuma is, so you'll recognize it before you become tummy. Berichuk tzas tikshibo atzion margish v'ino holich ala tuma. However, if you find one stone and you are what's it called, you pass over that stone, you take a tome, because we're afraid that somebody made it the wrong way, that he made the marker on the grave. And even though you don't leave it like that, and if you find that the marker is on the grave, you have to move it, right? But still, if you find one stone, we're afraid that people don't know this halacha and they put the marker on the grave, and therefore you become tummy. And Yomer Meis Mitsuyon V'hayinosum Tachtecha. I would say that a person made a mistake and he marked the grave not near it but on it. So therefore, if you find one stone, you have to be choshish that maybe you're tummy. Hayushtayim, if there were two stones, one with a space in between, hamala leim tar, then it's clear that the space that they are, we're not machoshet that there's two bodies right next to each other. Elamai, that they put the tzio near the tumah, and the tumah is between them. So if you're mahil, if you pass over the either stone, you're tar. Ubeineim tameh, but in between, that's probably the mark. The mark is that there's probably a grave between these two stones, like you have a headstone and a footstone. So the grave is in between. Im hayachorish bin Hashem, however, if the area between them was plowed, harihen ki yechidios, then it's each stone is probably a marker for some other body, and we're choshish that maybe the person did it wrong and he put it over the body, and then if you're mahil on the stone, you're tameh. Then beineim tar, then in between is tar, because they wouldn't have what's it called plowed a place where there was a grave. And even if they did, then probably the grave was moved. Then we assume that the tumor was under their stones, and if you what's it called are mahil on the stone or near it, you're tummy. Tani ain mitzayin min alhabaser shemin esakel abaser. The Bible explains talking we have exactly a kazayis of flesh, a kazayis in the tummy ba'ola, less than a kazayis not. So if you have exactly a kazayis, you don't make a tziyun, because it's inevitably quickly going to disintegrate and not be a kazayis, and you won't become tummy if you go there. And you're going to think you are. You end up being mafsid tahara shalokadin. Reb Yusta bar Shulim bo kumi Reb Mana velo nimtza matami taras l'mafreya. Right? L'chora, if that's the case, then you don't make a tziyun. Then until it disintegrates, right, till it what's it called, gets less than a kazayis, you're going to end up being matame and not knowing it and then finding out later. So you matame all those taharos that were made when, and you went over that place because there was no tziyun. No, better that temporarily people should make a mistake and become tamei not knowing it because there's no tziyun, then you leave a tziyun there forever and there's no tumah there and you end up making things tamei unnecessarily for a long time. So the short term is better to have a problem short term than to have a long term problem. See the if you had two markers with a space in between, hamala leim tor shani omer ne atuma shebeinayim chinu alho avonim the heimal mokum tahara omdim kidleil. Then I say that each stone is tahar because that's probably the tumah is not under it, and people did it properly. They made the stone near the tumah, and the tumah is between them. So they made two stones to mark the tumah that's between them. But if the area between them was plowed, you don't plow a place where there's a grave. Therefore, we assume that the marker was for the tomb itself, and people made a mistake and they put the marker over the body, and then if you are mahil on the stone, you become tummy. On either stone, but not in between. Shemin esakel abaser ad pachos mikazayis. If the flesh disintegrates and it's not no longer a kazayis, then you're not tami ba'oel. The time we can afford is lo rabmani. The mafreya. So he says that's the case. So you don't make a marker on a kazayis the baser. People are going to inadvertently be metame. So until it disintegrates, you can have all these things tame that you're not going to find out about till later. In the end, he's going to end up being mitami things, not knowing it, and find out later, and all the taros are going to become tami. So he says, no, it's better that the problem should be short term until it'll disintegrate. There won't be a marker, and people by accident will mitami things, but that's only a short term thing because inevitably, quickly, it's going to disintegrate. If they make a marker, then people are going to think that it's always tummy, and they're not going to come and take the marker away. Once the marker's there, people leave it there. So we're afraid it'll be left there, and wrongly people think that it's tummy there, and if they come there, they'll be metame their taharas wrongly, and they'll burn them for no reason. Right, but if you don't do it, so the only problem will be short term until it disintegrates. Okay, Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rishonah hayu okrim mashlichim lefnehem, when the kilayim now we're discussing. But in the beginning, when they sent out the shluchim, if they found kilayim in a person's field, so they uprooted it and threw it in the field. Kilai Zroyim, only Kilai Akerim is also Banoah. Kilai, if you have two different kinds of seeds, not grapes, so it's Osir to plant, but you're allowed to eat it if you planted it and it grew, it doesn't become Osir. So they threw it in the field and the Bailim could eat it. Misharabu Ovri Aveira, Hayu Mashlichim Ledrachim. When people said, hey, this is great, so we'll plant Kilayim and we'll have the Beis Din come and uproot it and we'll be able to eat it. So then they used to throw it into the road that other people should come and take it, that the Bailim shouldn't get Hanoah from it. And then they made a third takana that they were mafkir. Anybody who had kilayim in his field, they were mafkir the field. Okay, we'll see now how that worked. It was a shader of how this worked. How you okrin hakilayim mashlich lefnei bali asavus kadesh yisbaishu. Originally, they pulled up the kilayim, left it in the field. The people should be embarrassed that they let kilayim grow in their field. Misharabu ovri aveirim. Unfortunately, we won't explain what that happened here. Amr Yehuda, Tani Amr Yehuda, Barishona, Hayu Okrin Mashlich Lifnehem. In the beginning, when they sent out the Shluchei Bezdin, they found a field that had kilayim in it. They uprooted the kilayim and they threw it in the field to embarrass the people who let this kilayim grow in their field. Hayu Shmeichim Shnei Smachos. The people were very happy. Two reasons. Achashayu Menachshin Sinosim. First of all, they weeded their right. Usually, you don't like to have two things growing. So the one that was the minimum was like weeds. So they weeded their field, and they left them with the main thing that they wanted. So that was a good thing. They didn't have to weed it. They had Shluchei Bezdin weeded for them. Not only that, they left the kelayim in the field so they could use it. So they had two benefits from the Shluchei Bezdin uprooting the kelayim. One they uprooted, one they left it there for them to nehenem. Misharabu over Aveiru, when they saw that people were planting kelayim on purpose, and knew the Bezdin would uproot it, and they would be able to eat it. Then they said, okay, we're not going to throw it into the field. We're going to throw it into the Rishus HaRabim and let the Rabim come and take it, so you're not going to have benefit from it. They still were happy that they weeded their fields for them for free. Then when they saw that that wasn't working, they made a takana that they found kilayim in somebody's field, they were mafkir the whole field. What does that mean? They were mafkir all the plants in the field, or mamish the field itself? Which one?
Did it still have to be...
What?
Did it still have to be separated?
Yeah, they what's it called? And they made the, whoever comes now and will take it, they'll uproot it where they get the field. Now the person himself could get his field back, but he had to go through the tircha of making a new kinyan on his field, or a new kinyan on the tzvua. Okay.
Why does it say the beginning of Mishnah Halacha?
That's the way in Yerushalmi that it's called. It's not called Mishnah, it's called Halacha. Okay. See the Gemara. Show you Menachshin Sirasen. Shenot Menachilayim Me'ilav Hayat Mishnachesh. When they took out the Kilayim, the Me'ilav, it was like weeding the field. Show you Nehenim Menachilayim Shemashlichim Lethnei Behemtan. They should give it to their animals to eat. Okay, Menayin l'shehefker Bezdin hefker. However, you know that Bezdin has that power to be mafker something, to make it hefker. Dechsiv v'chol asher yovel l'shloshes seyomim ba'atzas asorim v'askenim yochrom kol rechusho. Says over there in Ezra that whoever didn't come by 3 days, right, all of his possessions are going to be put made chayrim, made hefker. V'hu yibodl mikal agola, and he'll be separated from the kahal. He'll be put in chayrim. The Taklin Yochram Korechusho Hare Sheezro Bezdino Ha Yubiyodam Lahafka Korechusho Veral Devrayim. Anybody didn't listen to them, they had the power to make his Nechosim Hefker. In the Bavli, it brings another Pasuk by Yoshua, that Yoshua had the power to be mafker something and give it to somebody else. So they say that there's two psukim. One tells me Bezdin has the power to take something away from somebody and make it Hefker. The other one says not only can they take it away from this guy, they can give it to somebody else automatically. The Rambam only brings this pasuk, seems, and they say that that he holds that Hefker Bezdin Hefker only can take away. It can't give it to somebody else. Minayin she pturim in a maisis. Okay, so now we know Hefker is pater from maisa. Okay, real Hefker. If I make my field Hefker before it becomes chayiv and maiser, and then when it's Hefker it becomes chayiv and maiser, it's pater. Because the pasuk of Maaser says, "Ubaha Levi kein lo chelik v'nachlimoth." The Levi comes to get the Maaser because he doesn't have a portion with you in the field. But if it's hefker, then the Levi has a portion too, and therefore it's not chayv and Maaser. So what if the hefker is not because you made it hefker, because Bezdin made it hefker? So is it still potter from Maaser or not? So the question is, what's the problem? I mean, if it's hefker, it's hefker. So some say, well, hefker over here, the Bezdin made it hefker. You still consider it yours, so there may be anachanami. So you have to give Maaser. Right, even though it's not really yours, but you consider it yours, so here it's different kind of hefker. Or the Chazoni says, Bezdin had a power to make something hefker to protect from Isurim or whatever, but not to pater something from Maaser. Their power of making it hefker was only as a protection, not as a heter. So maybe it doesn't help to be mater from Maaser, it only helps as the protection. It's hefker. In other words, it's not real hefker. It's hefker klapei the fact that the guy loses out, but not that it's mamish really hefker. Or it could be, I was thinking of another reason. If Beis Din makes it hefker, and it's not just that they made it hefker, it's not this guy's, but now it belongs to whoever's going to come and take it. They made it hefker and made it belong to somebody else, then it's not hefker. It belongs to whoever comes and takes it, so they have to take off meiser. So it still has a chiyuv of meiser. It belongs to somebody. So how do you know it's taka pata for meiser? That it is really pata for meiser. Rabbi Yonah from Bered, Rabbi Yitzchok bar Acha, Shomala min Hadar. He learned it from the following halacha. Ein ma'abnes hashana, you don't make a leap year, lo b'shvias, not on Shemitah year, you don't make a leap year. Aye, this year is a leap year and it's a Shemitah year. We'll see in 1 second, no problem. Then they have to learn a little bit, a few more lines. V'lo b'motzoi shvias, and not motzoi shvias. The year after Shemitah, you don't make a leap year. V'imibru harizum uberes. But if you did it, right, then b'di'evit, it's okay. Now, l'chora, that means that if b'di'evit, you made a Shemitah year an extra month, that extra month the payers are hefker, and it's only because the Rabbanan made that extra month. So you see that what's it called, that the Rabbanan can make something hefker that wasn't really hefker. The chodesh echad shu mosif lapater meisus, the fact they add an extra month is pater from meiser, because Shemitah is pater from meiser. So you see, when the Rabbanan made something hefker, it's pater from meiser. So the meiser word is going to say that what's it called, it's not, it does not, there's no raya from there, because it's not that the Rabbanan added an extra month and it's a dinder Rabbanan and they made it hefker, but the Rabbanan have the koach to either make a year 12 months or 13 months, and once it's min haTorah 13 months, the Torah made it hefker, not the Rabbanan. I'm going to say that in a second if it's bothering. Minayin shiptura min amaisris, the hefker gomer shiftiru bailav yalfinu la mikro shiptura min amaisris. We learn from a pasuk who bo halevi kein lo chelik v'nachli mach, that something that a person made hefker, real hefker, is potter from meiser. Umiboyelei havi hefker beisin kamoshi hefkiru bailav afkia min hameisres. And that the shaila is, when beisin makes it hefker, is it really hefker that is potter from meiser, or only we treat it like hefker as a knas? That's the concept. To afshe kvar lomadnu d'liyin liskos bo havi hefker beisin hefker, that anybody can come and take it. The Yochel Misha wrote to Liskos, but Dimala Hafkir me Mises lo Havi Hefker. Maybe it's not, they didn't make it Mamish Hefker, then it's Pata from Miser. They made it that you treat it like Hefker, but it's not really Hefker. The Das Basin, Gufayu Efsher, lo Havi El Hafkir, Shusei. The Kavana of the Basin was only to hurt this guy, not to make the thing Mamish Hefker to Pata from Miser. To over, Avalola Hafkir, Shusa de Levium, not to take away the Shusa de Levium from Miser. The Inu Mayavid, what did the Levium do? Oh, Dilma, even the Hefker Beis not Gefer, maybe not. Maybe since Hefker Beis is Hefker, it's real Hefker. And the Nail, it's Pater from Meisha. The Chola wrote to this, goes, Bosh, Shuv lo Karina, Bekein lo Chelik v'nachlima. Nail, the lady has a Chelik in this too. And Nail, it's Pater from Meisha. Lo b'shvias, says the Taklin Chai, why don't you make a leap year in Shvias? Lefi shemarichin olayu isra avodish karka, velo yimtsu me'ayin lohavi ha'omer shtei alechem. Two reasons. One is because you're adding another month of Isser not to work on the fields. That's not easy for people. It's hard enough 12 months. So you don't make a 13-month year of Isser Karka. And also because during Shemitah, people use Svichim. Right? I mean, a Torah at least. Right? You can uproot the Svichim and use it. There's not going to be any place to bring the Omer from. People, it's all Hefker. So there's not going to be anything left to bring the Omer from, because people are going to all uproot it and use it. The Loba Motzei Shvias, but some of the Gemara explained why not Motzei Shvias. So Shvias, you don't want to make an extra long year of Isser, and you don't want to have a problem of bringing the Omer, because people are going to be taking the Svichim, what's it called, Hefker. The Chodesh Echad Shnesoseth Bi Bura B'Shvias the Chiyelim Pturim Aperes Meisus. The fact that the Rabbanan added an extra month, the payers of that month are Pater from Meisus because it's Shemitah. Yet it's something the Rabbanan added. So you see, the Rabbanan can make something Hefker even to Pater from Meisus. But also Chodesh Vishakadayt Hefker Beisin Enu Pater Meisus Lom Yehimu Uberim Mibru B'Shvias. Why should it work, right? If they did it during Shvias, if they don't have the power to Pater from Meisus. Samara says, Nicha, who Ad Kedon Shvias, I understand Shvias, Motsoi Shvias Mai, I understand why you can't make a leap year during Shvias. Why can't you make a leap year Motzei Shvias? Amar Rav Avun Rabun Shalola Rabos Beisur Chodesh. Because what's going to happen is the following: if you add an extra month, then in the eighth year they don't have anything from the old tvua. There's no old tvua. They plant the new, and they're waiting to be able to eat that new tvua. They can't eat that till the omer's brought. If you add another month, that delays being able to bring the omer for a month. So it makes it harder to be able to eat from the new tvua for an extra month. Nicha b'shvias, the ein ma'abran, to the precious. I understand why you can't make a leap year during shvias. Maishna, a motzei shvias mai. Why motzei shvias? Why the eighth year not? Kalomer my timer. What's the reason? Since it brought the price, I want to explain it. V'hadar parach. Then it'll ask the question. My da'irinu lo chochem mehach price of the hefker basin potter off in meiser. We wait to ask the question on the raya that hefker basin hefker from this price until we explain the price completely. There's no old tvua, it all was finished during Shvita. So what do you have? Only from what you planted new. And that you can't eat till the omer's brought. If you add an extra month to the year, you're not going to bring the omer for an extra month later. That's not easy for people. You only have the chodesh. Okay. Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Elezer Chado da'at Omar ad shlo hita Rebbe lahavi yerek mechutzlars. This halacha that you can't make a leap year during Shvias is only applicable until Rebbe was matur to bring yerek mechutzlars during Shemitah. So now there's plenty of what to eat. It doesn't make a difference. You can make a leap year during Shemitah. Now that the Misrara Chakla'ut prohibited bringing in from Chutzlars, maybe you can make a leap year. But in any case, what's it called? Rebbe was matter to bring Paris from Chutzlars in order to supplement what you have to eat during Shemitah, and therefore it wasn't such a terrible thing to make Shemitah an extra month, and therefore we have a leap year during Shemitah. Why should it be us or what?
To bring in from Chutzlars.
Because it's what's it called? Mafkia the Sharim. It's what's it called? It's like a reason now, right? But the Maaser Rebbe saw that it was more important that people should have what to eat during Shemitah than you should have unfair competition from Chutzlars for things. Yerek mechutzlars laris shechash Hashem yavi mohem gush. No, he said the reason that el chatchila they didn't do it is because they were afraid they would bring earth from chutzlars together with the vegetables, and that earth of chutzlars is matame, so it would make extra tuma. Eretz Amish matame mago masav yitame tarish Eretz Yisrael, and you have all this extra tame earth in Eretz Yisrael that are matame the taharas. So originally they didn't want to bring vegetables in because they were afraid they would bring it in with the earth around it and be matami taharas in Eretz Yisrael. Not only vegetables, they brought in grain also from Chutzlarts. He shvius de la olam mutter la'aber. You can always make a leap here. Shari yecholim lahavi tvua mechutzlarts. The yimtz lahavi haomer shtei alechem isfichim. And then what's it called? You can bring the omer and the shtei alechem. You can't bring that from Chutzlarts, but people won't be grabbing everything that's connected to the ground because they know they can get from Chutzlarts. And also, it's not such a terrible thing that you won't be able to work the land because you'll have plenty from Chutzlarts. Okay. Tani ein ma'abrin says you don't make an ibriyor not during Shemitah and not during Motzei Shemitah. Om Rab Mona hadoda at omer brishona show you ashonim kitikunam. That's only when everything was normal. Right? Now that the years are not normal and it doesn't rain in the proper time and the tefuah doesn't come out till late, so anyway the new crop is not going to be ready. Even if you add another month, it's not going to be ready earlier because the years are not normal anymore and crops come out much later. So therefore you're not losing anything by adding an extra month because you wouldn't be able to eat from the new grain anyway. Forget about the omer, it's not going to be ready. So therefore you can make a ibriyor even in the eighth year. He shvius, he shar shnei shvur. He motzoi shvius, he shar shnei shvur. See the Tachma Chai. He shvius, La'olam mutter la'aber shari yecholim lahavi tshuva mechutz l'aretz. Like we said, shahayu asharim kintikunam, shahayu ha'tshuva memaheris l'shbashu b'nisan. When the years were normal, then the what's it called, the crops, the new crops already were edible in Nisan. That if Nisan went by and it rained, since the crops are ready, rain is a klala on crops that are ready. But if they weren't ready yet, the rain's still good. And if, therefore, if you didn't add another month, it would be Nisan. It wouldn't be other shani, and you'd be able to eat. Now that you add another month, you have to wait till the Omer a month later. That's when they said you shouldn't make a leap year in the eighth year. But now the crops aren't ready by Nisan anyway. They're not ready till Iyar. So if you add another month, they're anyway going to only be ready by the time you'll bring the Omer in that Nisan after other Sheni. So it doesn't make a difference. If the Tefuah is ready and they can't eat it for an extra month, people are going to be very upset. But if it's not ready anyway, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? You won't be ready to eat anyway till an extra month. Now that the years aren't normal and Tvua doesn't ripen till anyway till the end of Nisan, so it doesn't make a difference if you add another month, you don't add another month. Tani shall beis Rabban Gamliel ibru b'motzei shviyas miyad. And what's it called? In Taka, in the way Rabban Gamliel, they made a leap year in motzei shviyas. Amrav Avun in men hador les at shma min oklum. He said, now we're going back to the raya we brought. The whole reason we brought this brisa down is to prove that the Rabbanan have a power to make hefker, even to pater from Meiser, from the fact that if they add an extra year during Shemitah, with the Evid, it's good. How could that be? If the extra month is only the Rabbanan, why is everything hefker? Must be, and it's pater from Meiser. So you see that the Rabbanan can make something hefker that's pater from Meiser. He says, no raya. Why? Shomer es chodesh ha'aviv. How do we know the Rabbanan can add an extra month? It's not a din de Rabbanan. It's a din d'oraisa, that if they see that the signs are that Nisan's not going to come in the spring, then they add an extra month to make sure that the month of Nisan always comes in the solar spring. They have to make the solar and lunar years together. Shomrei u'shaviu b'chidusho. The high the omar dog godish lo luka tachtok. And then there's another raya. So therefore, it's not a din d'rabbanan that they made shmita d'rabbanan in that extra month. They made it a leap year, which is a din d'oraisa. Memela, it's hefker because it's a new, different kind of year. The Torah tells us there's two kinds of years. There's a year with 12 months, there's a year with 13. The rabbanan just have to decide which kind of year it is. But they don't make the extra month have its dinim. The Torah makes it have its dinim. Ein min hadoa adl el mahad lakshuye adr av nachm rab yitzchak shahuchiyach mehach to ma'abrim b'shviyas to hefker bezin potter mimaiser the kamar imizu abraisa leka hochacha klal. There's no proof from this braisa that the Rabbanan have a power to make hefker that's potter from maiser. That's not the reason it works over here. Shomreu shiavo b'chidu shavachi kamar kra shomres chodesh nisan shalchama. Make sure that the solar spring, right, Shehu's man Aviv, Shebichidusha Shalavan Shal Nisan, coincides with the lunar year month that we call Nisan. That's why we make a leap year, because otherwise it would be like the Arabs, that it wanders through the seasons. The Imkame the Raisa Tzorech La'Adar, it's a Torah halacha. Ela the Bishviyas Dochin Ha'Iber, during Shviyas L'Chatchila we don't do it. Right, we try to find other ways of doing it in other years to make it work out. But b'di'evit, if you did it, it becomes a Torah 13-month year. Memela shmita. But imi brum uberes kedina deraisa hilkach lekala mashmiyus. There's no raya from here. Tomorrow we'll go to the next thing. Tomorrow wants to bring a raya from another place.